KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thlaenadi and Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, who gathered driftwood for fuel, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and broadcasts of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunashish for your patience as we learn. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Brandy Gerke. Hello.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Where are you joining us from today, Brandy?
Hi, Shelley. I'm joining you from the Mendenhall Valley off Back Loop Road.
A beautiful place. Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us what you do?
Sure. So I am a certified professional life coach, and I own a small business here in Juneau called Thrive Life Coaching, and I work with clients one-on-one.
That's great.
In support of their goals.
Okay. And what is a life coach?
Yeah, so as a life coach, I help people become clear about desired changes they want in their life, and I support them in achieving those changes. So as a coach, my role is to make sure my clients are always moving forward and that they're moving forward in alignment with what they value most. And Shelley, ultimately, my purpose is to support people to be empowered to live to their full potential.
Okay. When you take on a client for the first time, do you usually need like a limited amount of time with them, like a certain number of sessions, or can it be ongoing, or does it just depend on the individual? Do you have clients for life?
Great question. It really depends on the individual and what their goals are. So how big of a change and how much support they're going to need to make the changes they want. So it can really vary. And I do usually start out getting to know about the client and what their values are and what type of coaching will work well for them, so I can really customize my approach with them.
Excellent. Well, let's delve a little bit deeper into some of the strategies that you use. In normal times, where would you, because you're here today to help us check in with mental wellness, in this very weird period that we're at in the world. But in normal times, where would you begin with a person? What are some strategies that that you like to employ with your clients or teach people to use for themselves?
Yeah, so all the strategies that I use, and it is the same now, but so I really want to know, like I said, what's really important for my client. And we often will get a gauge of where their life satisfaction is at in whichever areas of their life that they would like to be coached around. And like I said, that's really custom depending on the individual. Some people have very specific aspects of their life that they want to work on in coaching, and other people are just open to whatever aspects of their life that might be present for them in any given week. And so wherever they're wanting to level up their satisfaction with their life is where they'll focus. And in all of our sessions, the clients really set the agenda with what is most important for them to work on. And we really tailor our time to get the most value for the clients. So you asked about strategies, and the key when we're working for people to help move them forward is to make sure that they are getting into a place that is really resourceful, where they're really centered, and where they're just really acting from a really wise place. And so that is, I think coaching is so valuable in a time like this, or I guess coaching principles really apply in a time like this, because the first thing we want to do is get people into a resourceful and positive place.
And I know another thing that you work with, I don't know if that you would call this a strategy or an approach, but or just a state of mind, but the resilience mindset. I know that's something you wanted to talk about today. What is that, and how can we apply it now or anytime?
Yeah, so thanks for that. When we are talking about a resilience mindset, so we're talking about the ability to navigate life, including having to adapt to change in life and having to learn through adversity. And this, I think that the times that we're in right now are really a prime ground for cultivating that type of mindset of how we can keep moving forward in life in spite of all of these uncertainties and these rapid changes that we're all having to implement immediately. So I think right now, I would just love to see all of us come out the other side of this experience with a stronger resilience mindset. And that's going to serve us for the rest of our life.
Yeah, great. I think that for some people that will come very easily and other people will have to work at it. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And Shelley, I've noticed that, I'm sure you have too, there's a range, right? People are having a range of emotions and they have a range of beliefs and mindsets going through this experience. So I have just seen some amazing resilience mindset. And I think it's so normal to see that. I also see people that are really struggling with stress and fear right now.
Last week, we spoke to some mental health professionals who talked a lot about the importance of getting outside, accepting and coping with the correct amount of fear, making an action plan, working on projects, staying busy. What are some things that you would add to this list or maybe emphasize or change from your perspective?
Yeah, I think those are great lists. And so some thoughts that I had around how people, some things, some strategies that people can do to develop this resilience mindset would be just a huge reminder that so this is something that is top of mind for me all the time, is that what we think about is what expands. And I don't know if you've noticed that, but it could be like if you have a house, you know, you're doing something on your house, or let's say you want to buy a red car, and now you see red cars all over the place because you're thinking about red cars. And so I keep that in mind, that what I think about expands. And so if I put my intention on really wanting to expand joy in my life and just continue to like notice when I'm thinking about thoughts that are not in support about that, just directing my attention back to how I bring more joy into my life. And then it will naturally start to expand. So, and you know, the opposite of that can be true if we're really in the news or we're really worried about what might happen in the future from this. We can expand our worry and our anxiety by putting putting a lot of attention into what could go wrong. And so I guess I would also invite people to place focus on what is going right. And a very common practice is doing a gratitude practice to just look around. You can pause and just take a second to remember what you're grateful for in the moment. And a way to really expand the benefits of that is to share that with someone else and to get their perspectives on what they're grateful for. And those conversations will be really reinforcing around finding what's going right. And that also, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, it's funny, right? When you said the word gratitude, I was actually writing it down because nice. Maybe for example, an application of this would be if you're looking for things to be grateful for, so you want to write down three things that you're grateful for at the end of the day when you're journaling, it's easier to find those things and make note of them throughout the day.
Absolutely. Isn't it cool? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to reference an interview we had with Dr. Elaine Schroeder, who's a psychoanalyst. She spoke to Scott Burton last week. One of the very serious points that she made was being psychologically prepared for isolation, especially if you are someone who's already in treatment for depression or another mental health condition. Do you have any practical advice on that area? Or again, a perspective that might be different coming from a life coach?
Yeah, a couple of thoughts on that too, and things I'm doing myself. So I have an item on my to-do list every day, is to connect with a friend via phone. So every day I'm taking the intention to make sure to reach out and connect. And this is a great opportunity to do that. Most people are home and more available than ever. And I also would like to, another thing that we can do, if so right now we can't touch, we can't, you know, we're with our families and we're practicing physical distancing from people that normally we might get hugs from or have connection with. And this, I just like to share a lovely thing that you can do for yourself in when you're feeling in isolation, is you can put both hands over your heart and take a deep breath and just send a lot of love into your heart.
That feels really good.
Nice. And it has the same benefits as getting a hug from someone. So when you're feeling like you're just really could use a hug, or you really could use a big dose of love, you can put your hand on your heart, take that breath, and send yourself a lot of love.
Thank you. That is a very good tip. That's very easy and anyone can do it.
Nice.
When you are someone who has never seen a therapist, who has no mental health professional in their healthcare repertoire, or maybe for the very first time experiencing some symptoms of depression, anxiety, or other overwhelming emotions very suddenly and directly as a result of this current situation, where does that person begin? Is it with a life coach with you? Is it something else?
Great question. So if somebody is having, let's say they're experiencing emotions around current events and these are new things that are coming up, it may be helpful to work with a coach. A therapist might also be helpful. If somebody's not able to move forward because of anxiety or depression, then as a life coach, I would refer them to a counselor, to a mental health therapist. So that is something that we really, you know, we can, as a life coach, I can work with people in order to, to move into a more peaceful place, to get them resourceful, to take action. And if we're noticing that there's something that's bigger there, then getting a hold of a therapist would be our course of action.
And are there any online resources you'd recommend that maybe don't require a referral or a recommendation or a prescription or a visit to a provider? Off the top of my head, I've heard of BetterHelp, Talkspace. I think there's a lot out there. Is there anything that you like that, I don't know, that you would recommend to clients, that you would use yourself, that are kind of in line with what you do, but I don't know, maybe appropriate for just about anyone who's kind of freaking out right now?
Yeah. So, this is one where it's going to be so individual in terms of, you know, cause so different people have really different needs in terms of taking care of their emotional health. So, if you do work with someone, they can really tailor that to what their needs are. But along resources, right now is an amazing time for online resources, because almost every site that I have been to is offering free content and, you know, content and things that normally they charge for. So another resource to add to your list is soundstrue.com. And they have, I think it's, I'm one of the things that I've been using is like a 40-day sampler. It's Dr. Tara Brock and Jack Kornfield. And they have these short, like daily 10-minute meditations. And some of them are around working with strong emotions. So I think that is being offered. It's a 40-day series offered at free of charge currently.
That's great. And then speaking of online resources, you yourself are an online resource. When we were talking before the interview, you said you do all of your appointments online. Is that correct?
Yes, and especially these days. So I work with people over the phone or via Zoom.
Yeah, I'm learning how to use Zoom this couple weeks. We're all getting to be experts there. Tell me how that goes. I know that it can be different. We've certainly experienced our share of technical difficulties, for one. The communication is not, it can be a little bit frustrating when there's glitches, but you must be used to it. I mean, do you have some best practices you can recommend?
Yeah, and I actually, I really love Zoom. I love that I can connect with people from, I've connected with people, in different countries as well over Zoom. And so I just really appreciate all that it offers. It can sometimes people freeze up a little bit and you just, you just hope you're not too embarrassing of a face when you freeze and, and wait a minute. And, they usually come back. So I have found it to be, actually just quite a really helpful tool. And I think in terms of best practices, if you're with a group, definitely mute your microphone if you're not speaking. That can be one that can make things go a lot more smoothly.
Yeah.
And I don't know about other people, but I have to hide my self view. Otherwise I'll be so concentrated on it distracts me to see myself up there. So I hide my self view. Those are two things I do to make limit distraction.
That's a really good one. I should mention to folks that you and I are FaceTiming right now, but I had my camera off, and so I can't see you and you can't see me. And, yeah. it's much less distracting. Life coach Brandi Gerke, thanks so much for speaking with me today. Is there anything else, any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners today, and also your contact info?
Thank you. One last thought. Maybe I would just invite people to ask, how can you make this obstacle your greatest gift? And just explore that and see if there are things that you can do in this time to make this time really work for you. And I can be contacted at my website. It is thrivesolutionsak.com. And I would invite people to check that out too. Shelley, right now, because of all of the, just the things that people are experiencing, I'm offering, I'm making some just really some offers to really make coaching available to whoever needs it. So I invite people to check that out. If they don't have internet access, I'll give my number. I can be reached at 907-723-3424.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. And I will keep that info close at hand. If anybody missed it and wants to contact us, we'll share that with our listeners. Again, Brandi Gerke, life coach, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your insights and your time with us today on Juno Afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, Shelley.
Be well.
You be well. Thank you.
Goodbye.